This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, we're going to talk with writer Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, you sort of read my mind. I didn't even look at what you'd written about this, but I've been talking a little bit about Breonna Taylor, so let's kick off with young Breonna, shall we?
It's a really sad case, and it looks like another abuse of the... No-knock raid warrant. No-knock raid warrants have just accelerated in the numbers that have been used. I mean, they've, I think, gone up by more than 10x in the last 15 years. And they're being used for all kinds of things that they really were never designed for. And in this case, they just put on the raid warrant that they might have guns and drugs and money and records in this house, and they named a person because she had been the girlfriend of a drug dealer, a suspected drug dealer, a couple years earlier, and she had no criminal record. Her current boyfriend had no criminal record. All that they had was that they believed that this drug dealer was picking up packages at her house.
Right.
But they never even inspected one of the packages to see if it was drugs or not. So that I don't see any reason in circumstances such as that to have a no-knock warrant. And they basically went there 1 in the morning. They claimed that they announced themselves, but nobody else says they heard that and started breaking down the door. Well, you know, if you're on the outside of an apartment, even if you hear somebody, and you're on the inside, you hear somebody saying, "Police," why would you believe them with all the cases we have where criminals claim to be police in order to gain an advantage in entry?
Right.
And so they started breaking the door down. Breonna's boyfriend, Kenneth, was in bed with her. He accessed his legally owned and licensed, in this case, pistol and fired at the people that appeared to be performing a home invasion. And he wounded one officer, and the three officers fired 22 rounds in response, and 8 of them hit Breonna, who didn't have a weapon and wasn't firing. They all missed him, and they killed her, and some rounds went into other apartments. And there's been a considerable investigation, and think about it, because it's a terrible abuse, in my opinion, of no-knock warrants.
These guys didn't have body cameras on, huh?
That's right. And it was really kind of, it's very similar in a lot of ways to the Houston case that I've written a whole series on, and they didn't have body cameras either. And the reason they didn't have body cameras either is because they were narcotics cops. And in Breonna's case, they were also narcotics cops. So they had a special exemption in the regulations so that they didn't have to wear body cameras when they were going on a raid.
Do we know if Louisville has a SWAT team that ostensibly would wear body cams that could have done the raid themselves?
That's a good question. I am not certain. I would think they would have a SWAT team, and they have changed the regulation on body cameras so that now they don't have this exception for these well, they have a special name for the force. What do they call them? Not a preemption, but a interception unit or something
right.
like that.
Interdiction unit.
But basically, they're narcotics officers.
Right.
And I suspect they're claiming that they don't want cameras so they can't be identified, you know, by suspected drug dealers or whatever. Well, then have somebody else do the raid. because it's unacceptable in this day and age that we have no record and a complete disconnect on what happened. But evidence is coming in that they may not have even, they may have used bad information to get this no-knock warrant. They claimed that there was a postal inspector that confirmed that these packages being delivered to Brianna's house were suspect, but they haven't been able to find any postal inspector who will admit that he said that.
Will they be required? And now, I'm sure there's going to be an inquiry on this. Did you see? Did you see about the report they issued on her death, Breonna Taylor's death?
I've seen quite a few public reports, but I'm not sure. Is this an official report?
This is the official Louisville Metropolitan Police Department report.
I don't believe I've seen it.
They are saying that she had no injuries.
What?
In the report, they said she had no injuries, and most of the report is blank.
Wow.
And
I mean, the public statements that have come out is that she was hit 8 times.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that's probably true, I would guess, with 22 rounds being fired. Although,
we don't know until we get to see. I'd love to see this. I'll have to look up the report. I'm sure it's available if you've seen it. But that she had no injury? Well, how did she die?
Well, they don't make that clear because most of it is blank.
Yeah.
Most of it is blank. And now the case is being made, you know, and as I was looking at this and I talked about this in the last hour, that was their chance to be transparent.
Yes.
And that sort of, yeah. Now, my question would be, in the case of these no-knock warrants, I would like to see a change occur with no-knock warrants to where if you get out there, first of all, all of these judges that are signing off on them, I mean, they just about rubber stamp them, don't they?
I think that's what we're seeing. We've seen this enormous increase in no-knock warrants in like I said, the last 15 to 20 years. Back when I was an officer for a while, a no-knock warrant was something that, you know, you required a significant amount of evidence as to why it was needed. They weren't just handed out by rubber stamp, but it seems anymore that's what's happening. I mean, in the Houston case, it was a municipal judge. I mean, it's the lowest level of judge, and, you know, there were some indications in that case that the officers knew that this judge was easy to get warrants from,
right.
So they just went to him. They reformed some of warrants there. Now the police chief in Houston has to sign off on every no-knock warrant. And here in Louisville, Kentucky, where the Brianna raid happened, they've already made that change. So there's at least one council member there who is saying we should just get rid of no-knock warrants altogether, or at least severely limit them.
I think I saw that Louisville actually did that. I think they did that. They've gotten rid of them.
They may have. They were talking about it.
Yeah.
And they might have done it while I was in the process of getting this published. So yeah, it appears to be a real abuse of the no-knock warrant. And when I look at this, and it appears that Brianna's Kenneth Walker was her boyfriend. She's dead now, but it appears he only fired like one shot.
Yeah,
and then they fired 22 shots in response. Obviously, they couldn't really see who or what they were shooting at. They never hit him, but she died. It's just irresponsible in an urban area to fire that many shots wildly into an apartment complex. Now, we haven't seen all the facts, and the officers will get a chance to plead their case and explain why they did what they did. But
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this when we get back. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. You can find his stuff at amaland.com. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to a writer who more people read his stuff than anybody else in the gun culture niche, and that is Dean Weingarten. We're talking about the Breonna Taylor article he wrote, and you and I have talked about this before. There needs to be a parameter that is procedural, where if they stay within that procedural parameter, they actually get that qualified immunity that they run around abusing all the time. And if they go past it, then they just become another perpetrator.
I think that is a reasonable sort of reform to have. Because right at the moment, they get the qualified immunity almost no matter what.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a case where they don't get it. I mean, we have outrageous abuses committed by the police where they shoot people, you know, irresponsibly. It may have been accidentally. And they get qualified immunity. I mean, that. There has to be some sort of parameterization in there. I think what you have suggested is a good way. I mean, a one possible way to limit this qualified immunity. I would say we need to also limit the absolute immunity that's given to prosecutors and maybe even judges. I mean, they didn't used to have all this absolute immunity. That's fairly recent. The absolute immunity for prosecutors didn't happen until 1983, as I recall, with a Supreme Court decision. Immunity for judges has been longer than that. But, yes, we need to limit the immunity that law enforcement and prosecutors have. I don't think we want to get rid of it entirely, but it shouldn't be a complete get-out-of-jail-free card, which is kind of what we're seeing. Now, interesting enough, Senator Rand Paul has introduced a bill to eliminate no-knock raids.
All right.
And his bill would say that all federal law enforcement would have to announce themselves and state their purpose before they enter a I think a residence, maybe other areas too, and that local law enforcement would have to do the same, or they wouldn't get federal funds.
Well, I mean, with a raid like that, unless it's in an apartment building, right? If you're coming up on a house, and it's dark, it's a fair assumption that there's nobody in there, you know, guarding the evidence to flush it down the toilet, and you know, standing guard with a gun at low ready and all this other stuff. It's fairly reasonable presumption to make that nobody in there is wearing night vision goggles and all this other stuff. I'm sure that does happen in cartel lands and stuff like that. But
yeah, it probably does. But I mean, I make the point in the article that you've got about even chance if you start breaking down somebody's door in the middle of the night that you'll be met with gunfire.
Yeah.
Because roughly half the households in the United States have guns, and particularly if you're breaking down a door of somebody who doesn't have any criminal record, what are they supposed to think? Oh, it's the police that are breaking down my door, but I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, it must be just a mistake on their part. I better lay down on the floor and give up in case it's the police. I mean, it's absurd. So there's only extremely rare circumstances, in my opinion, where no-knock raids are justified. You know, if it's a hostage situation.
Well, if you're dealing with a real desperado, sure. I mean, if you're going after Dillinger or Escobar or one of those guys, yeah.
That's very rare.
Yeah.
I think one of the things we should do is eliminate this exception, this excuse we have in no-knock raids, that they can be done to prevent destruction of evidence. I think that's such a minuscule part of raids that no amount of drugs that you can flush down a toilet in 5 minutes are worth a no-knock raid, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, my first thought would be if you really believe that you have a large quantity of drugs about to be flushed down the toilet, can't you turn off the water from outside the house?
Well, and can't you, if it's out in the country, can't you dig up the septic tank?
I mean, since you're going to, you know, you're kicking in, breaking in doors and firing rounds all over the place, just go ahead and really tear the place up. Here's the thing. I looked at a bunch of, CBS in Chicago did a thing on bad no-knock raids. And here's the other thing that happens in these things. Most of the time when they get the wrong address, the cops will get out there and they know as they go in, that they probably have the wrong place, and then they don't serve the warrant because they're supposed to serve the warrant promptly as soon as they get control of the situation. They don't serve the warrant for an hour or two, and then they serve the warrant, and they're like, you're looking for the people upstairs. And then they go on and search anyway to try to justify their error.
Exactly.
And this is where I think you're getting into. I mean, I don't know what it would be. Would this be conspiracy to entrap? What would this be? It'd be something. I mean, they're trying to make something out of.
What's their purpose in searching now that they know they have the wrong place?
Well, it's an invalid warrant.
Violation of rights under the color
14th. Yeah. It's an invalid search to begin with.
18 USC.
Yeah.
14th Amendment, 18 USC, right.
So, this is where I look at this stuff, and I mean, like what happened with the article you wrote about Breonna Taylor, who was a first responder. And her boyfriend had a gun that was completely legal, and I would do the same thing in his place, and I probably would not restrain myself to one round.
Yes, I agree. His response is completely understandable. And we had a Louisville council person make the obvious comment. How would you know that it was the police? How would you know to comply? It's the middle of the night. It's like 1 in the morning. I mean, it's absurd to think that nobody is going to fire back in those circumstances.
Well, if you sweep in like it's a home invasion, and you're not clearly marked, you're not labeled, you're not wearing anything identifying you as a cop because you're plain clothes, has to be thought of as a occupational hazard. We're coming up on the break, and we'll
go ahead.
Yeah, we'll finish this up when we get back, but. Dean has written over 3,000 articles now, and it's probably coming up on 3,100, 3,200, because I've been saying that for a while. And his stuff, over half of it, you can probably find that at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump mocked the claim by Seattle's mayor that a takeover of parts of the city could lead to a new summer of love there, even after police abandoned more than 4 blocks of territory and gave it to protesters in front of a police station. That precinct's police chief, Carmen Best, told reporters that she's outraged by the events that are unfolding.
Leaving the precinct was not my decision. This is not legal.
And the assistant police chief, Deanna Norette, explained crimes that are going on inside the autonomous zone.
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
President Trump said if there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you have in Minneapolis and now in Seattle. He also reminded the mayor that if they don't straighten the situation out, he'll straighten it out for them.
This is USA Radio News. As the world awaits a coronavirus vaccine, some scientists are proposing that the polio vaccine could give the body's immune system a much-needed temporary boost to stave off infection. Now, it's still unclear whether such an approach would work, and some experts are skeptical, but others, including researchers in Israel, the Netherlands, and Australia, are also investigating whether a tuberculosis vaccine could help jumpstart the immune system and make COVID-19 less deadly. San Francisco police will stop responding to neighbor disputes, reports on homeless people, and other non-criminal activities as part of a police reform plan announced by Mayor London Breed. She said all calls that don't involve a threat to public safety, police would be replaced by trained, unarmed professionals to limit unnecessary confrontation between police and the community. Breed said as part of police reforms, the city will also strengthen accountability policies, ban the use of military-grade weapons, and divert funding to the African American community. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I want to finish up with the unfortunate Miss Taylor. Do you think they're actually going to do any reforms with this?
They already have done some. They have, that all no-knock raids have to go through the police chief. They've reformed the regulations so that even narcotics officers have to wear body cam on a raid. So there's already some reforms going on. What I wonder about is is this going to lead to a national reform, such as Rand Paul is suggesting? You know, he's put that bill in to essentially eliminate no-knock raids. I don't think we'll get total elimination, because there are a few rare circumstances where a no-knock raid is called for.
Well, do we have any idea the percentage of wrong raids that are out there? Has anybody looked at that?
I don't think we do. I don't think anybody keeps track. It's only when you have a horrific tragedy on obviously innocent people, like you did with Brianna and with the Houston raid, that it makes a lot of news. I think that I've read of many cases where raids were done to the wrong address and nobody got killed, where people were essentially victimized, their houses torn apart, lots of destruction done, and the officers just walk away.
Yep.
And a lot of times the raid may not be to the wrong house, but it's bad information and they were just innocent people there. Now, when I first started looking at this, probably 15 years ago, I talked to a friend of mine who was on the SWAT team here in Yuma, and he said, well, we try to do a surveillance to make sure that it's warranted. If it turns out that we don't find anything, we'll pay for any damages we had to do. They'll replace doors and things like that. I don't think that's the case in most situations, but that's what was done here 15 years ago.
I noticed in one part of it, they were talking about when they announce themselves, they have to. They're talking about they need to give them time to respond to it before they start knocking down the door, too.
Well, which, in an ordinary work service, yes, you absolutely have to. That's the other thing that happens. People will say, well, we announced ourselves. So they knock on the door, bam, bam, yell police, and then they knock down the door. And nobody has any chance to respond. It's absurd. I actually have done some independent research on this, which I haven't published. And I shouldn't say anything because then people expect me to publish it. It's a lot of work to do a good scientific paper.
Yeah.
But I've got the data. And it was from a few years ago, and I'll fill in it. It takes, on the average, over a minute, or no, over 30-some seconds. But it easily, within a 90 percentile range, it can take 2 or 3 minutes for somebody to answer the door.
Right.
The average is, I forget exactly, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 seconds or so. Because people do a lot of things at home. You know, if you're in the middle of taking a bunch of stuff out of the oven and then somebody knocks on the door, you don't just stop what you're doing, drop everything, and go answer the door.
Right.
You know, if you're in the middle of giving your baby a bath in the bathroom and somebody knocks on the door, you don't just stop and go answer the door. So when police try to deliver, to serve a warrant, they should be required to give a minimal amount of time for people to respond. Actually, I would say it should be more than the average time it takes people to respond, which I would say should be about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. They should have to wait because that's a reasonable amount of time for somebody who's doing something to respond. But to break down a door just because somebody doesn't respond in a few seconds is absurd.
Right. Now, I want to move on simply because you haven't written anything about this, but what do you think about what's going on in Seattle right now?
Yeah, I've talked to a few people about it. I have my opinions. First, I think that President Trump is actually handling this correctly. By that, I mean he's making noises about it, but he hasn't actually sent in the 82nd Airborne or whatever. And I think that this is a good teachable moment. Allow those people to go without police protection. That's what their mayor wants. And allow it to go on for a few weeks. And, you know, when we see the police are already saying they're getting reports of armed robbery and rape inside that autonomous area, and they're not able to do anything about it. Let the crimes build up. Let knowledge of them filter out into the public. And, you know, my experience is that people are really, they're nasty animals if they're not trained to be otherwise. And they will do a lot of nasty things if they aren't restrained one way or another. And people are not good by nature, just the opposite. And from a Christian perspective, you could say we're all sinners. And from a evolutionary perspective, you say we're, animals that any opportunity granted to us will take advantage of other people. And that's the way it tends to be until you are socialized, taught what's good and bad, and how to act responsibly. And when you take away those restraints, you get bad things happening. So let the bad things happen. Let people realize what it's like without having any consequences for bad action.
Should we blockade them? Should we? Okay, you picked your yard. You get to stay in it now.
Yeah, well, it would be a way. I think that would be a proper way for the police and the government of Seattle to operate. To just put a cordon around them and say, everybody come out with your hands up. We'll process you one by one to see if you're legitimate or wanted for any crimes. And, you know, if you're just an innocent bystander, well, let's go. And if you're not, we'll process you.
Right.
I would say that would be a reasonable way to deal with the problem from a local law enforcement perspective. But I wouldn't send in the military as yet, not when you have the mayor and the governor, well, the mayor particularly, saying, oh, it's just a festival. Nothing bad is happening. Let her and the police chief, contradict each other for another few weeks. Leading up to the election, so we see what happens when leftists take complete control of a few blocks.
I say blockade them in there. I say block them in there and let them, don't let Postmates deliver. Don't let, don't let them go outside of this. They've got, and for the people, there's a lot of people living there.
Yes.
I would start doing what was done in Panama. When they were blasting all of the announcements and everything,
uh-huh.
When we went and got Noriega, and I would be blasting over the loudspeakers. If you are a resident and you are not a part of this and you want out, please come here. And then, if they were restrained from trying to make their way out, then I might think about getting interventionalist. But anyway, coming up on the last break and. Well, Dean's stuff is out there. More people read Dean's stuff than anybody else reading any other writer in the United States. I know it. Other people know it. You can find his stuff at amoland.com. And we'll be right back.
Tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. And I want to finish with this this little ditty simply because, you know, they've gone, you know, it's been about 20 years since their founder passed away. And Walmart is the apple that has fallen very far from the tree, isn't it? We still got Dean? There you go.
I am here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Sam Walton was a genius at marketing, and he built Walmart from almost nothing, from I think one store. And he insisted that Walmart carry American-made brands. He insisted that every Walmart store where it was legal sold guns, including handguns. And he was a very much an American patriot. But he died in, I think it was 1992. And Walmart then reverted to control by the corporate board. I'm thinking at the time it may even have included Hillary Clinton, as I recall. And immediately, or very soon after his death, they started on a trend toward gradually eliminating or limiting the sale of guns and ammunition in Walmart. I think the first thing they did in the 1990s, I forget the exact year, was they stopped selling handguns in all its stores except for Alaska. And as I recall, this was a somewhat gradual process where for a while you could go in and order a handgun, but they didn't have any on display in the store. And then in 2015, they ended the sales of modern sporting rifles, which I'm sure they kind of they declared them to be something like AR-15. So I know that they had rifles that looked a lot like AR-15s for sale in Walmart up until a few months ago.
Right.
A year ago, maybe. So it was probably one of these things where they got caught up in the nomenclature. And if the rifle was called something different but functionally the same, they could still sell it. But they did that, and then in 2019, on September, they say they would not sell handguns in Alaska anymore, and then they also said they would not sell handgun ammunition in any of the stores. So it's been this gradual slide down the slippery slope where the corporate board of Walmart wants to get out of the business of selling guns and ammunition.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they like the largest retailer of guns up to that point?
That's a good question. they are certainly a very large retailer because there's so many Walmarts, and they all, many of them, not all. I've seen the number of stores carrying guns decreased. So I think they've gradually been drawing down on the number of stores that carry guns, too. So they may be the largest retailer. They may not. I can't say for certain. But what they're doing is that they're doing things that defeat their own purpose. What the purpose is somewhat unclear. But if they're trying to politically reduce gun sales, they're not having any effect. Gun sales are at record numbers. But what we're seeing is the same thing, or a very similar thing, that happened with the 1968 Gun Control Act. In the 50s and 60s, in a little tourist and dairy town where I grew up, guns were available probably in half the stores, maybe more, because they could make profit on them. They weren't particularly regulated. You wanted a gun, you walked in, you paid down cash, you walked out. If you wanted some ammunition, most gas stations would have some ammunition for sale. I bought ammunition as a teenager from a gas station that was, you know, a few blocks away from the school. But then the Gun Control Act of 1968 went into effect, and most of the stores that were carrying guns just stopped. I mean, it took a few years as they realized how much burden was placed upon them by the U.S. government in order to be able to sell guns. They had to keep records. They had to get a license. They had to renew the license. They had to allow themselves to be open for inspection to people from the ATF just about any time. And the early days of the enforcement of the 1968 law until Gun Owners Protection Act of 1986, they did a lot of nasty things. I mean, people were killed in raids by the BATF. Well, at least wounded severely. And so all these shops that used to carry guns basically stopped. But what happened is those dedicated gun shops became much more common in order to meet the demand. And the dedicated gun shops is where gun owners congregated, and they discussed politics, and they had voters' registration forms available, and they had books that were being printed about the right to bear arms, and people could organize for political activity. And the same thing happened with gun shows, where people would come into gun shows and they'd meet each other, and there'd be people with books for sale and political literature and join this organization or that organization. And basically, this reduction of ordinary stores carrying guns created a whole series of areas where people could politically come together and discuss how their rights were being violated, how the Second Amendment was being infringed, and what they could do to fight back. And it's led to where we are today, where there are a great many activists and organizations who are fighting back, and we've been fairly effective. So I think they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, we see how well that worked out for Dick's Sporting Goods, don't we?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but yes, we do.
Isn't this sort of a reverse? Because Walmart wanted to be the big box store, and everywhere Walmart goes, all of the businesses, they become like a black hole, and they're just sucking all the retail into them. Although now finding an American product in a Walmart would be a very hard thing to do. And every time they virtue signal by, we're not going to sell this, we're not going to sell widgets anymore, somebody just jumps up and says, "Well, I sell widgets. You can buy your widgets from me." And then,
you want a widget, come here. You know.
So they're not creating a vacuum. They're not creating a vacuum.
No, they're creating an area for entrepreneurs to thrive, where they vacated the area. You know, nature hates a vacuum, as they say.
Yep.
And you're not going to have the private gun shops kowtowing to the Brady campaign or something, when they say, put in a camera so that every gun purchase is recorded. Most of those people are going to lobby against it.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing. They, they did shoot themselves in the foot, didn't they? Because, yeah, exactly the reason you just said.
Exactly. Now, and we're up to 400, we're over 450 million guns in the U.S. now. I think it's probably in the last 12 years, it's over 200 million of those have been added. In the last 4 months, well, 5 months, we've sold 8 million guns in the United States.
Yep.
The number of guns and the number of gun owners is exploding.
Yep. And so we know we added at least 3 million new ones in the COVID-19 thing, and I'm sure we're adding more now as we go, but in any event, yeah, it gets more and more interesting each and every day. Before we run out of time. Yes, sir.
Yes, the more threats people feel, the more they want guns.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, for those of you that want to check out some of the stuff, the article about Breonna, the article about Walmart, that's at ammoland.com, as is an additional archive out there that's right around 1,500-plus articles that he's written at SHOT Show, when we were at SHOT Show, in front of all the writers of Ammoland and all the contributors of Ammoland. The publisher of Ammoland looked at Dean and said, "This guy here, more people read his stuff than any one of you. More people read his stuff than any one gun writer in the United States." And I concur with that. I believe that as well. And that's why you ought to go to Ammoland.com, go down to the bottom of the page, hit all contributors. He's on the left-hand side under the name Dean Weingarten. You can go check out his archive. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.